The average Woonsocket resident would pay an additional $150 in property taxes and $90 in vehicle taxes under terms of a supplemental tax bill introduced by two state lawmakers. The aim is to raise $2.5 million. It's part of a larger plan to erase a $17 million deficit over the next 5 years. Woonsocket City Council President John Ward says he expects the General Assembly to turn down the request if other parts of the deficit closure plan, such as union concessions, cannot be agreed on.
I think it does have a chance, but one of the things the delegation is looking for is some relative certainty that the other component parts of the plan are assured, that being the negotiations with the unions and the negotiations with retirees over their COLA and health benefits.
COLA refers to cost of living adjustments. Last year, a supplemental tax fix for the city of Woonsocket failed to garner legislative support when Representative Lisa Baldelli-Hunt led opposition to it. Flo Jonick, Rhode Island Public Radio.